What's in it for you? Personal progress or duty to God? Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 38 through 67, and make a chart listing the duties of the deacons, teachers, and priests in the Aaronic priesthood as explained in these scriptures. Be aware of ways you can help Aaronic priesthood members fulfill their duties. Mutual activity idea. Organize a service project and include your non-member friends. Also include them in the planning. You might look to the community as a focus for your service. For a joint activity, invite the priest serving as the first assistant to the bishop to read aloud a note to the good guys in this issue. Have everybody add to the list of things they have noticed about boys who make good choices. Invite the Laurel president to read a note to the good girls in this issue, and again add to the list. You might also invite the bishop or another ward leader to give some concluding remarks about the importance of good choices. Family home evening idea. To answer President Henry B. Eyring's question, why the Book of Mormon in this issue, have your family read together the title page of the Book of Mormon and the first three paragraphs of the introduction. Then read together 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 26. And finally, read the whole chapter at 3 Nephi chapter 11. If you have young children in your family, use art or illustration when you read in 3 Nephi about Christ's appearance in the New World. Sunday lesson helps. In addition to the resource guides, online at www.lds.org/gospel-library in the shortcut section. Young women and Aaronic priesthood teachers may find these resources helpful in enhancing Lessons 20 through 24. Young Women Manual 3, Lesson 20, Understanding a Missionary's Responsibilities. The March 2007 issue is a special issue on missionary work. Lesson 21, Learning to Share the Gospel. Chris Larson, A Friendly Invitation, New Era, April 2007, page 41. Gretchen Stone, They Brought Me Back, New Era, March 2008, page 34. Lesson 22, Eternal Perspective. Charting the Plan, New Era, July 2006, page 33. John, By the Way, Three Little Questions, New Era, July 2006, page 30. Q&A, Learning from My Patriarchal Blessing, New Era, May 2007, page 14. Lesson 23, Overcoming Opposition. Julianne Brown, Why Me? New Era, January 2006, page 43. David A. Edwards, Face Trials with Smiles, New Era, February 2008, page 18. Christopher Golden, Jr., You'll Be Tested and Taught, New Era, February 2005, page 42. Lesson 24, Agency. Q&A, Rules versus Agency, New Era, November 2007, page 14. Poster, Choose, New Era, June 2007, page 19. Kirsten Whitwer and Rhett Wilkinson, Notes to the Good Guys and Girls, New Era in this issue. Aaronic Priesthood Manual 3, Lesson 20, Tithing a Spiritual Test. Tithing and Other Offerings, New Era, April 2007, page 46. H. Brian Richards, The Windows of Heaven, New Era, April 2007, page 42. Where Do Fast Offerings Go? New Era, this issue. Lesson 21, The Role of the Quorum. Carlos Wilmer Mendoza Vasquez, The Least of the Leaders, New Era, January 2008, page 32. Richard Romney, We Are, New Era, in this issue. Lesson 22, Duties of Priests. Don Searle, We Stick Together, New Era, March 2005, page 20. Adam C. Olson, Having Been Commissioned, New Era, May 2004, page 28. Lesson 23, Preparing for the Melchizedek Priesthood. Jeffrey R. Holland, Be Ready and Worthy, New Era, May 2006, page 2. Janet Thomas, Leading and Learning, New Era, in this issue. What Joseph Taught, The Everlasting Priesthood, New Era, in this issue. Lesson 24, Follow the Prophet. Jade Swartzberg, A Prophet on the Earth, New Era, December 2007, page 6. And Robert Markham, The Guide, New Era, March 1990, page 11. End of the article, What's in It for You? For the May 2008 New Era magazine.